Sarah is in an office, probably on the second floor to judge by the view of the parking lot outside. Neither the office nor the view is familiar, but the man who's occupying the office does stir memories. It's definitely his dream. Sarah is certain of that. And he's definitely familiar to her. Sarah recalls meeting him, or at least being introduced to him in passing, when she visited her new employer several weeks ago. No name comes to mind, however. "I must have met the entire staff of the hospital," she mutters, shaking her head. "And I'm no good with names anyway." Whoever he is, he appears to be in a good mood. Sarah examines him more closely. He seems to be around her age, maybe a little older, but it's hard to be sure. He's not very tall, only 2 or 3 inches taller than she is. He wears a very unfashionable pair of glasses, and his white coat could use a wash. At the moment, he's staring at his various diplomas, occasionally reaching up to adjust one slightly. After a few minutes and many tiny adjustments, he claps his hands together. "Perfect. Just perfect," he says with a bright smile. Just then there's the screech of brakes, and Sarah follows the man's gaze out the window and down to the parking lot, where a sports car is turning, much too fast, into the lot. It's red, and although she won't swear to it, Sarah thinks it might be a Porsche. She and the dreamer watch as the car blasts around a corner and comes to a stop right in front of the main entrance to the hospital. The driver's door opens and a high-heeled shoe emerges. 3 or maybe even 4 inches, Sarah guesses. A leg that's bare to the knee follows it out, and then the other leg. When the rest of the driver is visible, Sarah gasps. It's her. Not precisely her. Even from this distance, Sarah can tell that the woman down there is wearing more makeup than she's ever had on in her life, and the woman's suit is sharper than anything Sarah's ever worn. But other than that, Sarah is looking at herself. She laughs at the image. It's a perfect stereotype of what someone who gets all their ideas from TV shows would think a big city doctor might look like. Showing up in an insanely expensive sports car, with a suit that probably cost $5,000, and shoes that belong on a model? There's nothing else to do but laugh. Except that the dreamer, whoever he is, actually sees Sarah that way. Dream Sarah disappears from view, presumably into the hospital, and the man begins muttering. Sarah listens closely, and it's more cursing than muttering, and directed at her. Fear and anger spread across the man's face. "She wasn't going to come. Why is she here?" Sarah hears the clackety-clack of heels approaching, and a moment later the door is thrown open with excessive force. Her dream self stands there in the doorway, takes in the scene, and turns her gaze onto the office's occupant. "You! What's your name? Banks?" Sarah can't help herself. She's both horrified and fascinated by this vision of herself. "Dr. Bates," the man says, fighting to keep his voice level. "Whatever," the dream Sarah spits. "You're in my office. Out! And take all your crap with you." She heaves a deep sigh and then stalks past the dreamer, poor Dr. Bates, and up to his wall of carefully hung diplomas. Then she reaches up and begins pulling them off the wall, tossing them carelessly behind her. "Things are going to change around here, Banks," she says, not turning to look at him. "Things are going to change." Sarah continues to watch, unable to look away, as the dream Sarah trashes Dr. Bates's office, berating him all the while. And as she watches, the meaning of this dream becomes crystal clear. "Oh, my God," she thinks, shuddering. "I'm not even starting the job for 4 months. How can I have an enemy already?"